Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 10th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Reuters is reporting that OpenAI may announce a Google search competitor on Monday, May 13th, a day before the start of Google I.O. The new search product is an extension of ChatGPT, which can pull in direct information from the web and include citations. OpenAI previously attempted to give ChatGPT access to live web data via ChatGPT plugins, which have since been retired, assumedly because they, like all LLMs, have had a poor reputation for providing accurate and up-to-date information directly from the web. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple plans to power cloud-based servers with M2 Ultra chips that will handle complex AI queries diverted from devices that process only simple tasks. The chips will be deployed to Apple's data centers and eventually to servers run by third parties. The move is part of Apple's push into generative artificial intelligence, where it is playing catch-up with the likes of OpenAI, Google, and other big tech AI players. Jack Dorsey, who recently departed from Blue Sky's board, claimed that the decentralized social network he started as a project at Twitter is literally repeating all the mistakes he made while he was running Twitter. In an interview with Mike Solana of Founders Fund, Dorsey's biggest issues with Blue Sky appear to be that he never intended for Blue Sky to be an independent company separate from Twitter, and he doesn't seem to care for content moderation. In the interview, Dorsey did confirm that he is financially backing Nostr, another decentralized Twitter-like service. Google has issued an update now warning for nearly 2 billion Chrome users to address a single security vulnerability, CVE-2024-4671, that exists in the wild. Chrome has been updated to version 124.0.6367.201 in its stable channel. Chrome users should update their browsers as soon as possible, and in most cases, this is done automatically. To manually update Chrome or check your version, open Chrome, click the three vertical dots in the upper right-hand corner, select Help, then About Chrome. Xbox President Sarah Bond, while speaking at the Bloomberg Technology Summit on Thursday, said the company plans to launch an Xbox mobile gaming store in July. "We're going to start by bringing our own first-party portfolio to the Xbox mobile store, so you're going to see games like Candy Crush show up in that experience. The store will be focused on first-party mobile games from Microsoft's various studios, but will extend to partners at some point in the future." Apple has apologized for its Crush ad, which shows a series of musical instruments and other tools from human expression, including a guitar, drums, trumpet, amplifiers, record player, TV, and much more, being crushed to the song "All I Ever Need Is You" by Sonny and Cher. The crusher pulls up to reveal an iPad, which sparked a furious backlash among artists, musicians, and other creators. Apple said the video missed the mark and will not run the commercial on television. WhatsApp announced on Thursday that it is releasing a refreshed design for iOS and Android. The messaging app is introducing a new color palette focused on deeper tones to reduce eye strain in low light situations. Dark mode is also a bit darker to make it easier to read messages. Android users will get a native bottom navigation bar that has been available to iOS users for some time. Sending photos and videos will be easier for iOS users thanks to a new attachment layout. WhatsApp is also updating its icons to a rounded outline style, plus the app is refreshing the default background in chats. Spotify's podcasting studio chief Julie McNamara is leaving the company as the streaming giant pivots away from exclusivity deals from the likes of Joe Rogan and Alex Cooper. In a memo to staff, McNamara explained that she was returning to her creative roots. When she arrived, Spotify was aggressively expanding into podcasting as part of a broader bid to take Apple's market share. But exclusive deals with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Obamas, Kim Kardashian, and others cost Spotify an estimated $1 billion and had very mixed results at best. And finally, Nintendo, following the likes of Xbox and PlayStation, is ending its direct integration from the Nintendo Switch to the social media platform X. In a post on X, Nintendo said, as of June 10th, 2024, it will no longer be possible to post screenshots and videos to X, formerly Twitter, from the Nintendo Switch's album or send friend requests or social media users via the friend suggestions feature. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.